This is the shape of Texas. Ask about the region surrounding Lubbock, and you might hear someone say, "It's so flat there's not even a hill in sight." Perhaps in response, West Texans have constructed an industrial mountain range of warehouses. Here, raw cotton, called cottonseed, is stored before production. Each day at sunrise, the simple farms of the warehouses strike a silhouette that announces the significance of cotton to the region's recent history and to its economy. Texas produces 25% of the nation's cotton. More than half of the Texas crop comes from the vast fields around Lubbock. The warehouses are barn-like structures constructed with sheet metal. Together, they sprawl over 160 acres just east of downtown Lubbock. The first warehouse was completed in 1937. Over the years, others were built. Today, they're operated by a membership cooperative of 66 gins. The form of the warehouses follows the line of cotton as it is piled into a mountain of seed. The roofs are oversized, their slopes rise to 80 feet and parallel the angle of repose. This means the roof angle corresponds to the maximum slope at which the cotton can be piled before it begins slipping from its own weight. The simple, industrial beauty of the shapes communicates the physics of creating a real mountain of cotton. The peak production season for cotton runs from October through December. That's when the warehouses come alive. The flurry of activities inside the big sheds throws a mist of fine particles into the air, creating a haze that resembles a snowstorm on a mountain range. That's especially true at night, when the eye is more easily convinced that West Texans have made their own mountain range where none existed. For The Shape of Texas, I'm Bill Clough. Major funding is provided by Texas Architect Magazine, on the internet at texasarchitect.org, and by Acme Brick, enhancing the Texas landscape since 1891 with hard-fired clay brick, online at acmebrick.com.